Welcome to this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. Now from Columbus, here's Marty Bannister.
The first two rounds of the high school football playoffs are now behind us as we have reached the regional semifinals of the 2025 Ohio High School Athletic Association Football State Playoffs. We welcome you to this week's edition of the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm Marty Bannister, and we thank you for joining us for the next 30 minutes as we set the scene across Ohio for this week's third-round playoff games. This week will mark the third and final week that the higher-seeded teams will host playoff games in their own stadium, as next week the OHSAA will select neutral sites for those regional finals. In this week's show, we will go on location and in the snow to one of those neutral sites to find out what goes into hosting a high school football playoff game for the OHSAA. Let's step aside for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. When we return, we'll make a road trip to Taze Valley High School, about 30 miles south of Columbus. This is the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
You practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goals. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
EA Graphics is the official state tournament merchandise partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. EA Graphics is on-site at OHSAA tournament contests with t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and many other apparel items. And it doesn't end when the tournament is over. Check out OHSAA tournament merchandise online at shopohsaa.com. That's shopohsaa.com. EA Graphics and the OHSAA wear a piece of history.
The 2025 Ohio high school football season has already been a great one, and the OHSAA invites you to see how it all ends at the state championships inside Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Canton to be a part of the pinnacle of the high school football season and walk among the immortals inside the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Visit OHSAA.org for playoff information and tickets. Make it a weekend to remember with the OHSAA state championships and the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm Marty Bannister. The 2025 postseason marks the first time that the OHSAA has allowed the higher-seeded teams to host playoff games through the first three rounds of the playoffs instead of just two rounds. Next week in the regional finals, it will mark the start of neutral sites being used to host playoff games. Earlier this week, we took a road trip to Taze Valley High School in Asheville, which is about 30 miles south of Columbus, which has hosted many playoff games over the years and is expected to do so once again this year. We toured the stadium and the field house with Taze Valley Athletic Director Aaron Woolard to find out what goes into hosting a playoff game and why the OHSAA continually selects great venues like Taze Valley High School. We get ready for the regional finals of the OHSA football playoffs, and we are at Taze Valley High School. The snow is falling. It's certainly football weather in the state of Ohio, and we have Taze Valley Director of Athletics Aaron Woolard with us here as we look ahead to the start of the regional finals. And we thought we'd talk to Aaron, one of the regional final sites they're going to be hosting coming up. And let's talk, first of all, Aaron, as we look at your wonderful facility here, even though it is snow-covered,
yes.
What goes in, number one, to hosting a regional final playoff game?
Obviously, finding out less than a week in advance can be a little bit of a challenge. Personnel, I would say, would be the first step in the process, making sure that we can get enough of our staff and enough of our people, you know, here available to make this a good experience for our fans and for our players. But it's a lot of preparation as far as you know, keeping our facility secure, making sure that our parking is set up accurately, and making sure that, again, we're just being, you know, the best host we can to make sure that our visiting team and visiting teams are, you know, having the best experience possible.
It's quite an undertaking, isn't it, to host a playoff game? I think people sometimes don't really realize all the things that come into this.
That is correct. You know, on a typical Friday night, things are pretty similar from game to game. But when you are hosting two teams that most times are not going to be yours, being a neutral site, that does kind of add the extra layer of preparation into it. But, you know, as I said, for me, really, it's getting our personnel in place, making sure that we have our ticket booths manned, making sure our concessions are ready to go. You know, all the way from that down to your custodians, making sure that after the game is over, that, you know, things are being, you know, cleaned up properly. But, you know, we really are excited about the opportunity to show off our beautiful facility. You know, our community is very supportive. So it gives people that normally don't come down our way the opportunity to come down and see what Taze Valley has to offer. But at the end of the day, we just want to offer the best experience possible for our teams.
And you offer, when you talk about the best experience, as we look at your facility right now, this is a wonderful facility. You have one of the big prerequisites, I should say, to host the playoff game. It's snow covered right now, but you have field turf, and that's a big thing.
Yeah, obviously that's an advantage for our teams as well, because as we go into the playoffs, you know, playing on that surface year round, but it's a neutral surface. You don't ever have to worry about, you know, on a day like today, yes, it is snowing, but it's going to be a good playable surface for both teams. You don't have to worry about mud. You don't have to worry about, you know, slipperiness and things like that. So, you know, definitely having the field turf is a big advantage for us, one that we're definitely glad to have. But even with having our field level play clocks, you know, that's a, you know, something the OHSAA likes us to have. We have plenty of seating available for our home teams, plenty for the away teams. And then, you know, a few years ago, putting in our field house and giving teams the opportunity to come in and have a location right next to the stadium where they can go in and do some pregame, nice locker rooms, and have the opportunity to be right here.
The other part about this, too, is with the way this district is growing, you're going to have bigger and bigger games as you go on down the road right now. So this is a good primer for you, I think, as you look ahead to the future for Taze Valley Athletics. But getting a chance to host these games is something special for you, for the district, and really for the entire community.
Yeah, and that was, you know, last year we hosted three games here, you know, two of our own team, and then, you know, got the state semifinals. But seeing our community having the opportunity to come out and watch that level of football and that level of whatever sport that it is, like you said, it just helps prepare us for the future of what we hope to be a part of more and more of in the future. So absolutely, you know, once you get to those bigger scales, the state semifinals, the stakes are so much higher, and you do want to make sure that you're running things, you know, up to par. But our kids and our coaches and our community seeing that, it's definitely a win for us as well.
The week of hosting a playoff game, there are so many things that go into it. You've kind of run down all of that right now, but is it one of those situations where you kind of find yourself in, I don't know, 12, 14 hour day sometimes?
You know, probably not leading up to it. No, definitely the, you know, even the regular season, a day of is 16, 18 hour day. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for us, it's being all that preparation on the front end, making sure we're reaching out to both schools, letting them know everything from this is where your locker room is going to be located, this is going to be our pregame schedule, you know, kind of all the logistical parts of it, you know, making sure that we're keeping our sidelines and our access controlled and safe. That's one thing we've really emphasized during the regular season down here is we really don't want people on our sidelines if we don't know who you are. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, in today's world, we have to be very restrictive about that. If there's someone on our sideline, we want to know who that's going to be, and we want to make sure that it's someone that's supposed to be there.
That's something that's interesting. I think the way that's just everything is these days, you have to be wary of stuff like that, don't you?
Absolutely. And one thing we've came up with is like our sideline credential system, where, you know, in advance, our athletic directors are great about letting us know who needs to be out there on the field. We'll have lanyards for them. You know, everything's kind of pre-done. They show up, we get it to them. And then law enforcement and then all my staff are great about making sure that nobody gets out here that should not be out here.
So, and the simple fact that you're getting a chance to host these games again, I think tells everybody the great job that you do down here, because you were asked to do this again.
Yeah, you know, we definitely appreciate that. And, you know, again, that's something we kind of do on a regular basis anyways. And that was a team effort between our superintendent, our principal, our law enforcement, and so forth. But I definitely do think they like the way that we run things down here. So obviously, if they're coming back again and again, that means we're doing something right. But, you know, for us, it's just that experience that's so great for our kids and for the community. So we're willing to do it anytime that we can.
As we wrap up here, let's get some thoughts. The future for Taze Valley Athletics. Obviously, you're one of the host schools here. Sure. It's a great time for that. But the future is very bright. You've got new facilities coming up left and right, field turf coming down for baseball and softball. It's a great time for Taze Valley Athletics.
It is. It's an exciting time to be the athletic director here. Having been in the district for 20 years now, it's great to see not only where we've been, but where we're going. It's a nice blend of our tradition in our community, but also, you know, the future and what that's going to bring for us. So definitely exciting times. Great community support, great leadership in our district. So we're just looking forward to hosting more events like this and hopefully having more of our own events like this in the future.
We have come inside the Taze Valley Fieldhouse here, a wonderful facility that is a part of the athletic plant here at Taze Valley High School. And Aaron, this is something I know you're very, very proud of. We're going to get a complete look at this building here coming up in a couple of moments. But this is another great thing for the teams that come to play the games here.
Yeah, I'm absolutely on a day like today where it is snowy out or a couple months ago when the heat was a problem. It gives our teams especially an opportunity to be inside in a nice climate control facility. But this is something that we can offer to our teams coming in for a regional or a state semifinal to kind of get them out of the elements for their pregame and during halftime and so forth. But yeah, this is a facility we're super proud of and are very fortunate to have.
When you get the chance to host a regional final game and when the OHSA reaches out to you, this is a pretty good selling point for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine so, that they've had the opportunity to come and see what we've got to offer, and they know that, we are going to be able to provide the best possible experience for any teams coming in here. So yeah, I would definitely imagine this is a great selling point for us.
And location-wise too, right off the field, easy access, easy ingress, easy, just it's very easy.
Yes, they're not walking across parking lots and through traffic and, fans and so forth. It's easy access within about 15 to 20 steps. You're at field level and you're ready to play some football.
We would like to thank Aaron Ward for his time this week to share his insights on hosting an OHSAA playoff game. Now let's allow our local stations to share a few messages from their local sponsors. And when we come back, we will hear from broadcasters around Ohio. This is the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Health Action Council is a member-driven, not-for-profit organization that provides employers with best practices for a healthy workforce through leadership, innovative services, and collaboration. Health Action Council works with employers to improve the quality, cost, and value of healthcare. The Ohio High School Athletic Association and Health Action Council invite all Ohio schools to join us for the Healthy Kids Step It Up Challenge. Find out details at healthykidsgo.org. Ohio Health Sports Medicine is proud to keep student-athletes healthy and in the game, and is the official sports medicine partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Serving Ohio since 1891, Ohio Health medical experts are now available in 47 counties and help keep athletes ready to compete and active adults on the road to healthy living. Log on to ohiohealth.com or call 614-566-GAME anytime. Ohio Health, elite care for every athlete.
For the players on the court, cheerleaders on the sideline, and fans in the stands, Varsity Brands is a national leader in team athletic gear, school spirit, and championship memorabilia. Recognized and endorsed by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Varsity Brands partners with schools, coaches, and students to build school pride and student engagement. Visit varsitybrands.com for more information. Varsity Brands, elevating student experiences.
EA Graphics is the official state tournament merchandise partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. EA Graphics is on-site at OHSAA tournament contests with t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and many other apparel items. And it doesn't end when the tournament is over. Check out OHSAA tournament merchandise online at shopohsaa.com. That's shopohsaa.com. EA Graphics and the OHSAA wear a piece of history.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. Now it's time to break down regional semifinals with reports from broadcasters around the state of Ohio. Let's start, first of all, in the Cincinnati area, where Joe Daneman and Jeremy Rao from Cincinnati's WXIX Fox 19 check in.
So the one big talking point in Cincinnati is the one big question. Will one of the Cincinnati area teams end the drought? There are so many great programs and brand names here, but it's 4 years since a Cincinnati area team last won a state title in Ohio.
That stat is crazy. Rankings are just rankings, but the rankings say several Cincinnati teams should be contenders to do just that. There are six local teams ranked in the top five of their respective classes, including two teams ranked number one.
So let's start there. Elder is undefeated this deep into a season for the first time in program history, if you can believe that. But now it's a regional semifinal game against GMC champion Princeton, and the winner will play either St. X or Moeller for the regional title. a great coach and a great quarterback. I think it'll be an upset if Elder doesn't win the regional title, but it won't be easy with those other three teams trying to get it done.
It is unfinished business for Anderson after nearly winning the state championship last season. The Raptors are undefeated and averaging, get this, 40 points a game, but they will be tested by LaSalle in the regional semifinal.
Yeah, that's the story in Division II. Anderson isn't as dominant as last season. I think we'd both agree on that, but their style and their quarterback make them the favorite to move on in Division II here in Cincinnati. I would argue, though, the game of the night in Cincinnati on Friday night might not be in Division I.
This one's spicy. Undefeated Taft and undefeated Indian Hill are both top five in the state in Division IV. Clinton Massey scored one touchdown last week against Taft. That broke a streak of seven consecutive Taft shutouts. Taft and Indian Hill feels like a state championship in the regional semifinal.
So much talent on the field in that game. Yeah. Winton Woods and Clinton Massey both won state in 2021. Since then, 3 years of near misses for the Cincinnati area. That could change right here in 2025. For Jeremy Rau, I'm Joe Daneman. Back to you.
With this week's Eastern Ohio Report, we say hello to Aaron Cassidy from Marietta's WMOA.
Thanks, Marty. Division 3, Region 11 is where we'll start. It'll be Tri-Valley, the number 4 seed. They will go on the road to try to knock off defending state champions Bishop Watterson. Also in this region, it'll be third-seeded Steubenville going on the road to play Licking Valley in a 2-versus-3 matchup. Staying in Division 3, just going over to Region 12, the Southeast Ohio Jackson Ironmen, they will have a tall task if they want to make it to a regional final as they will play London. In Division 4, Region 15, Unioto, they will play New Lexington, who's in their second straight regional semifinal. Division 5, Region 19, undefeated Wheelersburg, they continue to try to make it to a regional final, but in their way, a very good team from Southeast Ohio in Barnesville. Division 6, Region 23, the Fort Fry Cadets continue to roll. Big win last week against Caldwell. They will face a familiar foe in this region in West Jefferson. And then in Division 7, Region 27, it'll be Sims Valley. They will go on the road to play Hillsdale, while Waterford will host 11-seeded Danville. Reporting from Southeast Ohio in WMOA in Marietta, I'm Aaron Cassidy.
Now to the Cleveland area, and from Cleveland.com, we welcome in Matt Gould.
When you look at the teams in Greater Cleveland that have made it to the regional semifinals, you got to start in Division I with Lakewood St. Edward. The Eagles are looking for their fourth state championship in the last 5 years, and they are playing host to Toledo Whitmer, a team that they went and beat on the road last year on way to the state semifinals. Big difference this time, Kent State commit Brandon White is back in the fold after an ACL injury last year, wiped his year out. He had 232 yards and 4 touchdowns last week in their big win against Berea Midpark. And speaking of Kent State commits, on the other side of the Region 1 bracket, Jackson Farley, a Kent State commit from Menor, which is undefeated. His status is in question going into their big game with Camp McKinley. He got hurt Friday in their big win against Jackson. Now looking at Division 2, you got to start with defending state champion Avon playing a game at Wadsworth, one that I'll be at, and I'm looking forward to that one. The Grizzlies are undefeated and earned the number 2 seed in Region 6. Avon, meanwhile, they haven't skipped a beat since one loss, which came out of state to Spruce Creek. Mike Elder's squad has not lost too much pace, as his son Blake is now the quarterback, throwing for 2,000 yards in place of Nolan Good, All-Ohio quarterback who graduated last year. The winner of that one will play either top-seeded Highland or North Richville, a team that was 9-1 going into the postseason. Its one loss, of course, came to Avon, but they also had to overcome the loss of 4-year starting running back Zach Barnhart. In his place, senior Cole Miller has thrown for over 1,000 yards and ran for 1,000 yards. Maybe Cinderella's slipper is on Cole on Friday night. Now looking at Division 3, the team I saw last week, Villa Angela St. Joe's, which put up 42 points in the first quarter, 61 in the half against Maple Heights. They go and play Canfield, the top seed in Region 9. The winner of that will play either CVCA or Akron East. Going over to Division 4, Glenville, a team that's also looking, just like St. Edward, looking for they're looking for a third state championship in the last 4 years. Fell just short in the state semifinals last year, led by Ohio State commit Sincere Johnson at linebacker. They play a late Catholic team that they shut out last year at the stage in the regional semifinals. That game will be at Collinwood Athletic Field. And the winner of that one will play either Perry or West Branch. Perry, the top seed in Region 13 of Division 4. Bob Gesserwitch's squad has overcome the loss of quarterback McCoy Richards, who got hurt early in the season against Kirtland. Nate Tresker has steered them all the way to this round of the playoffs, looking to get back and possibly with a rematch with Glenville. They had a barn burner in the storm last year in the regional finals. We'll see if that happens again. Hopefully no storms this time. And speaking of Kirtland, that team that played Perry in week 3, the Hornets, they're looking for their 16th straight trip to the regional finals, and when they play host to Smithville on Friday night. And Jake Laverty came back last week for them, their 4-year starting quarterback. He's been nursing an injury through the second half of the year, although Kirtland has run the football hard with John Silvestro, who has about 1,600 yards and 28 touchdowns. Their second option in the backfield, Ty Bledsoe, one of those undersized nose tackles, he's also got 1,000 yards rushing on the year. So those are the teams to look out for coming out of Greater Cleveland and the Friday night's regional semifinals.
Checking out the Dayton and Western Ohio area, here's Chris Solwecki from the OHSAA Radio Network.
Excitement heats up in week 3 of the OHSAA playoffs. Around Dayton, we begin with Division 7, Region 28, where number 11 Cedarville continues to win and so continues to travel. They beat number 3 Cincinnati Country Day 49-21 and now will travel to number 2 St. Henry. In Division 6, Region 24, Springfield Northeastern is the number 2 seed, and they looked dominant against Ironton Rose Hill, winning 59-0. Next up for the Jets, they host number 6, Anna. In Division 5, Region 20, number 8, Richwood North Union handled the number 1 seed in the region, Williamsburg, 47-14. So this weekend, they travel for the second straight week at number 5, Carlisle. In Division 4, Region 16, number 2, Germantown Valley View handled number 7, Cincinnati, Wyoming, 31-21. Now they play host to number 3 seed in Region 16, Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy. So how about a weekend for Tip City Tippecanoe's Red Devils? On Friday night, the Football Devils, who are number 2 seed in the Region 12, Division 3, pummeled Oxford Talawanda 56-7. On Saturday, their girls' volleyball team won the Division III state championship 3-1 over Bloom Carroll. So, while they search for space in their trophy case, the Football Devils get back to work in preparation to host number 3 Hamilton Baden on Friday night in the regional semifinals. In Division II, Region 8, number 3 Trotwood Madison will host number 7 Harrison on Friday after their Friday night win over number 6 Lima Senior. And in Division 1, Region 2, how about that battle between number 2 Troy and number 7 Hilliard-Bradley on Friday? The Trojans edged HB 23-22. Now they'll host number 6 seed Huber Heights Wayne, who advanced with a 34-10 win over number 3 Findlay on Friday night. On the other side of that bracket, number 5 Springfield defeated number 4 Springboro 21-3, which earns them a trip to Middletown to face the number 1 seeded Middletown Middies in the other regional semifinal matchup. Get out and watch a game this weekend for the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm Chris Solwecki.
And we wrap things up with a check of the games in Central Ohio from Columbus's 97.1 The Fan. Here's Ryan Baker.
Thank you, Marty. 16 teams in the Central Ohio area have made it to regional semifinals in 9 different regions. That's 5-1 seeds, 4-2 seeds, 2-3 seeds, a 4, 5, 6, 8, and an 11 seed. In Division 1, Region 3, we have 3 schools that are used to being here and one that is the undefeated number 1 seed. That is Olentangy Orange. They will host Olentangy Liberty this Friday. These 2 teams faced off in Week 10 with Orange winning 26-14. Last week, Upper Arlington upset Pickerington North 30-27. This week, the Golden Bears head back to Pickerington to face Central. In Division 2, Region 7, the number 1 seed is Big Walnut. They've won 10 straight. They look to make it 11 in a row when they host Canal Winchester this week. And it's a matchup of state powers in the 2-3 game as DeSales hosts Massillon. R.J. Day, the DeSales quarterback and son of Ryan Day, threw for a school record 482 yards and the game winner with 5 seconds left in their win over Ashland last Friday. All 3 local teams in Division 3 are undefeated. In Region 11, Watterson is 10-0. They host Tri-Valley. Licking Valley has won all 11 of their games, and they take on Steubenville this week. In Region 12, 11-0 London barely got by Cincinnati McNicholas last week. The Red Raiders host Jackson Friday night. In Region 15, Jonathan Alder takes on the defending state champs Indian Valley. Region 19, Columbus Academy battles Nelsonville York. The number 8 seed in Region 20, North Union, faces Carlisle. In Region 23, Centerburg's hosting Colonel Crawford, and West Jefferson travels to Fort Fry. And finally, in Region 27, Danville, the 11 seed, they look for another upset, taking on Waterford this week. For High School Football Overtime on 97.1 The Fan, I'm Ryan Baker.
That will do it for a look at this week's third-round playoff games. Let's step aside for these messages from the OHSAA, and when we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
You practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goals. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
EA Graphics is the official state tournament merchandise partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. EA Graphics is on-site at OHSAA tournament contests with t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and many other apparel items. And it doesn't end when the tournament is over. Check out OHSAA tournament merchandise online at shopohsaa.com. That's shopohsaa.com. EA Graphics and the OHSAA wear a piece of history.
The 2025 Ohio high school football season has already been a great one, and the OHSAA invites you to see how it all ends at the state championships inside Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Canton to be a part of the pinnacle of the high school football season and walk among the immortals inside the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Visit OHSAA.org for playoff information and tickets. Make it a weekend to remember with the OHSAA state championships and the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
Before we wrap up this week's show, a reminder that statewide playoff brackets are available on the OHSAA website at OHSAA.org, along with the football playoff histories of every school in Ohio. Looking ahead to the state championships, all session tickets are on sale at OHSAA.org/tickets. That includes a special ticket package with indoor access in the stadium club and a youth football team ticket package. On Friday night, every game will be covered live by the OHSAA's broadcast partners, Spectrum and the NFHS Network. Spectrum News One is the official television partner of the OHSAA and will televise four regional semifinal games. In Northeast Ohio, Spectrum will bring you Canton, McKinley, and Mentor. In Central Ohio, you'll see Upper Arlington taking on Pickerington Central. In the Dayton area and in Northwest Ohio, it's Huber Heights Wayne traveling to Troy. And in Cincinnati, it's St. Xavier facing Archbishop Moeller, all on Spectrum News 1. In addition to those four TV games, Spectrum will stream multiple matchups online at OHSA.tv, and the NFHS Network will carry the remaining games on its platform. Visit OHSA.org for details. In our next playoff preview show, we'll go inside the regional final pairings and see how the OHSAA determines the brackets for the state semifinals. That will wrap up this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. The show has been produced by Tim Streed and Adam Dell. On behalf of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, I'm Marty Bannister. We'll see you next week when we break down the regional finals.